Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about friction. Have you ever had those moments where it feels like you're actually, I don't want to say self-sabotaging because it's just overused, but you're kind of forcing yourself into positions where you're going to find friction. You're going to find stress or anxiety. You're actually going to up your cortisol levels. Things aren't going to work quite right. And in a weird way, you really like those situations. It kind of brings you into your own. Have you ever felt that way? Kind of creating those things? Well, today we're going to talk about that. I want to share a few examples that I've found in my life recently and what I'm trying to be conscious about around it. So let's dive into today's episode. Okay, let's dive into this episode on friction. Just before I start, I want to thank everyone who's coming on the journey of the Confident Dyslexic course. We've just closed the doors for this session, and we're going to be doing a little bit of tweaking and rebranding before we dive into the next one. So just we've got a few ideas, just minor ideas, to just shift the perspective on it so people understand exactly what the course is about. We have so many people who go through it and go, wow, that was amazing. You didn't sell that very well, right? You know, you didn't explain how good it was. And we think we're going to get a little bit better at it for the next round, which should be kicking off in early July. So we'll keep you updated. But on that note, so let's dive into this episode on friction. Now, I don't know about you, but as I said in the intro, it can be super challenging when things go too well. And don't get me wrong, there are a lot of people suffering with a lot of different things. Everyone has different troubles. They have different pros, cons. Everyone's story is made up of their experiences from the past, right? That's why everyone's different. It's why humans have different perspectives. It's why 99% of the time no one's right or wrong. They're just saying stuff. But it also means that we have different levels of friction. We have different levels where things get a bit too easy. Things get a little bit too boring. Things get a little bit too just go with the flow, right? You know, and I don't know about you, but those are the times where I feel the most uncomfortable. You know, it feels okay for a little while. Things are going well. I've got a roof over my head. I've got food on the table. I'm getting healthier, which takes a long time, I'm realizing. Just not the way my brain works, right? You know, work, you know, everything's ticking along. My relationship's going well. You know, everything is kind of good. You know, it could be better, but it's good. And, you know, you get to this point where you feel there isn't actually that level of push, that level, I don't want to say drive, because all the things I'm doing are driving me to locations. They just take a while to get there. But while I'm in this kind of transit zone, you know, it's tough. And there's like a part of me that, you know, we would probably call this self-sabotage, but there's part of me that's saying, I just want to cause a little bit of mischief in some part of my life that I have to fix and solve. Does that make sense? And it's not even someone external, it's someone internal. Like, you know, over the years, I've smoked, I've drunken too much, I've eaten too much, I've done a bunch of stuff to excess that have caused challenges that I've had to solve. Now, as I'm starting to really get a handle on solving all of these, my brain's like, dude, you know, where can I cause you a bit more, where can I throw you under the bus a couple of times and let's keep this party going? You know, let's not relax and enjoy it. Because that's where I'm kind of at, is I'm like, okay, I've actually done so much of this, but I can't stop trying to go further. And I find myself pushing myself, like I'm a business owner, I'm pushing myself ridiculously in business. And I'm sitting there going, actually, you know, business is going well. You've actually created a plan really well. It's ticking along nicely. It just takes time. Time is okay. You know, it's okay to relax into something. You don't have to cause many explosions and friction to make things work. It can just work. You know, and I don't know about you, but, you know, I get this feeling a lot when things start going well, when things start settling down. And it's tough. It's a weird feeling. It's a feeling of unease. You know, I always remember talking to Callum McCurdy about this. We were talking about dyslexia and ADHD, and we were speaking on this, and it's like, many of us that are neurodiverse are actually designed to be in these moments of friction. When things start going wrong, we're the ones that jump out and solve it. And that's where our real power is. We'll be at the head of the pack trying to solve something. Whether it's good for us or not, I don't know. Whether it works out for us or not, probably not half the time. But we're the ones that are out the front. Another guy who speaks about dyslexia and ADHD on YouTube, I'm thinking Ted is, you know, that giant red Ted? That was the picture in my mind. There's my dyslexic mind. I just couldn't read the word Ted. There you go. There's a dyslexic moment for the podcast. He spoke about us being, you know, the neurodiverse, us being the ones that were at the front of the pack back in the caveman days. When everyone was sitting around the fire, if you heard rustling in the trees, it was us that ran out with the pitchfork, or, you know, probably didn't have a pitchfork back then, right? You know, the wooden spear to try and chase the lion or whatever was in the bushes. You know, that's how they spoke about it. And so we were also the ones that went over the hill to find new land when everyone else was happy to be seated where they were. And I think it's a real telling tale of, you know, dyslexia and ADHD and even, you know, autism. You know, there's a lot of us have something inside us that scratches us and pushes us. It's why we're diverse. It's why we're different. It's why we're so unique. This kind of push. But the question then becomes, if this happens to you, and maybe you're nodding your head, maybe you see it in a small way in your life, maybe you see it in other people around you's lives, and, you know, a couple of things to be aware of. One is awareness, the most boring of all solutions, but also the most powerful, is actually understanding what you're doing, and also being aware that other people do it as well. And they don't do it to hurt you, to bother you, to bug you, to annoy you, or to hurt themselves. It's just the way they're built. It's just the way you're built. You know, you don't have those times where you spend 3 days, you know, in complete, in just normality, right? You know, the average person doesn't have to go away to a meditation retreat they don't have to go away to a meditation retreat for 3 or 4 days just to slow down. They just live that life, right? A lot of them do. Or they go for different reasons. They want to be around friends, where a lot of us are like, we just want to slow down, right? We just want a break. We're just doing something out of the ordinary just because we need some pace. And that's what it comes down to about awareness, is working out, hey, this is who I am. And, you know, with this friction coming up, I'm not looking at it from a point of view going, I don't know why I keep self-sabotaging myself. I don't know why I keep creating this friction in my life every time things get calm. You know, because I know what it is. I understand it. I see it. I go, hey, I'm not going to create friction in this place, because I'm enjoying that. And they're all taking me on a journey to something I want. And that comes from awareness. Old days, I'd have just been like, let's just go for gold and just go crazy. I can't stop this. I don't understand it. It's blah, blah, blah. You know. So it's really important to be aware, to see it, not have it sneak up on you. Does that make sense? And part of awareness comes responsibility. And this is a real challenging one for dyslexics, because responsibility is a trigger word. It's a real hard one to picture. You know, what does responsibility mean for you? If I say the word responsibility, what's your picture? Go. So, I don't think I can really do a lot of stops in the podcast, but if you've had a picture come to mind, I would bet your picture is different to a lot of other people. You know, responsibility is probably something in your childhood you did wrong and you were told off by a parent for not taking responsibility. But do you know what I mean? But that's not the definition of it. So, you know, for me, and I can only share the way I see this, is because I'm a picture thinker as well, is that being able to actually take responsibility for this need of friction and go, I need friction. How can I do it in a healthy way? What can I do that's healthy, that's not going to drive me, my family, or anyone around me into the ground? Does that make sense? Yeah, I'll give you a great example with money. Old me would create friction by making sure my bank account was empty. That was the old me. Now, to be blatantly honest, that's still me. I naturally do that. But instead of just doing it unconsciously. What I do now is I've got automatic payments. The minute I get paid, money goes everywhere it should. We've even got a date account, me and Holly, where $20 a week goes into it. And every month we go out for a really nice dinner. We go for a massage or do something with that money. So it forces us to have the cash there. Now, does that mean we don't go out occasionally? We still go out, but it's actually saying I'm prioritizing this. I'm not going to let my my natural need for friction get in the way. I'm going to use technology, my awareness, and take responsibility for setting those payments up, which is really key. Anything you can set up and let that robot that moves my money around, let's presume he has a face and his name is Harry. Harry the robot moving my money around. You know, I set him up, so I took responsibility for setting him up, but now it's Harry's job to actually take responsibility for moving the money when my pay comes in, right? So those are all little things there's something you can think about with us, because these moments will continue to come up. I'm yet to see anyone who doesn't have them. You see people who don't really get aware of them explode. You know, they get their stomach pumped. You see movie stars. There's a lot of neurodiverse movie stars where something goes completely wrong and they haven't worked out how to channel the friction, and you see them, you know, overdosing, or you see them drinking. That's a real extreme case of it. But it happens, right? It really does happen. You know, and I think if you can learn to channel this, if you can take the time to see it, to, you know, to be aware of it, to take responsibility for it, and to channel it into beneficial things, it can work. You know, I'll give you another quick one before I go. You know, another way I channel it is if I get really antsy. There are times where I get really antsy and I'm either going to start, you know, eating too much or drinking too much thing. I'll just go and jump out, go for a big walk, chuck my headphones on. It prioritizes over everything else, and I'll just shake it out. You know, one day that may be running, but not at the moment. But for me, a big walk really helps. So that's what I wanted to share, guys, about friction. I know a lot of us are thinking about it in different ways. We've probably felt it. Maybe we call it self-sabotage. But yeah, hopefully you enjoy this episode, and I'll be back in a couple of days. Just before you head off, I just wanted to share that we're about to launch our next Confident Dyslexic course. This is our premier program to help dyslexic adults who have just been diagnosed or just realized that dyslexia is a lot more than reading, writing, and spelling, go beyond that and understand how it affects and impacts all assets of your life and how to start to deal with it in a more healthy way, to start to use dyslexia as a gift and a benefit rather than just a crutch or a pain, which I know for so many people it is. It's a 6-week course, all run on apps. It is really easy to operate and run, and it won't take up all the time in your life. If you're interested in learning more, head to thetruthaboutdyslexia.com. I'll pop a link in the show notes, touch wood. If not, just give us a Google. We should come up the top, and we'd love to have you on the program. Have an epic rest of your day.